Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it is NCAA championship basketball time, and the NCAA championship game was just completed last night, but we are going back down memory lane as we're continuing a conversation that we started yesterday, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the 1978 NCAA championship basketball team from the University of Kentucky, led by those seniors Jack Givens, Rick Roby, James Lee, and Mike Phillips. And we are talking with the Reverend David Blondell. He was kind of the unofficial chaplain. Obviously, the university did not have that spot, but head coach Joby Hall thought that that was an important part of growing up as an athlete, a student athlete, to have some spiritual balance in your life. So he provided an opportunity for players if they wanted to attend. And he did the pregame devotions, give them a little bit of spiritual food. And I liked, I think we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but as I was looking in the book on page 66, Reverend Blondell, you said you never prayed for wins.
Yes. You asked me something yesterday about my feelings about Sister Jean. Well, I affectionately perhaps disagree with her and her comments that she has made about God being on their side. My concept of God is that I don't think God could care who wins in a sports game, or players, obviously, and people, I'm sure, pray for wins. Well, I found myself not doing that, but I would pray for their health, their wholeness, and their sportsmanship on the court, and their their lives off the court, but for fair play and their own health, safety, and stuff like that, because I don't know that I think that God is interested in individual scores for games as over against those who play the games.
Well, I think one of the things, too, that is great about the pregame devotions that you did, and as I was reading in the book, 40 Minutes to Glory, that Coach Leonard Hamilton, who was an assistant coach, a young assistant coach on that 1978 NCAA championship team at Kentucky, said, that had a big impact on him and something that he has carried over throughout his coaching career, including today at Florida State, who actually, you know, had a chance to go to the Final Four. They just got beat by Michigan in the Elite Eight. So Coach Hamilton was quoted as saying, Coach Hall was always big on the overall cultural development of the players, which I've learned and kept with me all through my career, he said. So, that's one of the things I think is great, what you did there with that team, and Coach Hall, provided for those players, has carried over for another 40 years, actually, because Coach Hamilton obviously still coaching.
40 years this week, I guess.
That's right.
Last night.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not, yeah. I think maybe not the date on the calendar, but it is the date of the year.
That's right. Yeah. I think they played it like March 26th or something that year. So it's a little earlier, but it is the 40th anniversary of that championship team. So, all right. Yeah. Well, obviously, this team had a lot of pressure. They were preseason number one, but they finally got to their goal. They were in the Final Four. They made it to the championship team after beating a tough Arkansas team that had the triplets that were really, really good. I remember watching that game myself. And so they were in St. Louis playing the championship game, and yet, you did all the home games, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons why they had such a good record of winning games, because they got that good spiritual word from you, but usually you did not travel with the team, but you happened to make it to St. Louis. Talk to us about how that happened.
Well, it happened because a good friend of mine was going, and I talked to him about it, and I thought, and I said, gee, it'd be nice to go, but I don't have tickets, don't have any plans. And, well, after the Saturday night game, and we won in the semifinal, in the Final Four game, well, he called me the next day and told me that we were going to be playing the next night, Monday night. And so he said, by the way, I have three tickets. And so if you want them, we'll make arrangements if you can come, and I'll meet you and give them to you. I said, gee whiz, that's great. So, yes, I accepted that. I have a colleague who's also now retired. He's a disciple minister. And he and then one of my fellow parishioners, one of my parishioners, he said that he was interested in going. We had talked about it. So I called those two guys, and this was on Sunday. And they said, sure. So we loaded up in my little Scirocco VW on Monday morning, and we headed to St. Louis. We got reservations in a hotel, and I found, I asked around, and I found where the team was meeting and eating through some of my friends that were related to the team. And I had been thinking about, well, my goodness, I have done this at other times. For example, 2 years before that, Coach Hall had called me from New York when the team was playing in the NIT in New York, and the final game was to be on Sunday. And our team was playing a Charlotte team where Lee Rose was coaching, and Lee had been at Transylvania and a member of Crestwood Church. And so Joe said to me when he called me, David, you have to get up here because I'm playing Lee Rose's team in the final game of the NIT. So as I did then, I had a devotion. So I was thinking about what to do. And so I came up with the thought of, gee, this is such a climactic point of the season, and certainly for these young men in their lives, but then for the school and its record and stuff. And so my thoughts began to survey some of the scripture texts, and I settled upon a real contest between two foes. They were different kinds of foes than what these basketball players had, of course. But that was obviously one of the best-known battles of the Old Testament, or the Bible, I guess, the battle between David and Goliath. And so I based my thoughts on that and how David overcame his opponent with a stone that he pulled up out of a creek bed and used his slingshot, as we would use today, but he was able to down the giant opponent who was against everything David and his fellow Israelites believed in when Goliath was teasing and mocking God and things of that nature. So David was chosen to go up and fight him. But as a young, smaller person by all means, he used his ability, he used his experience and the training that he had obviously given himself to go against his foe. Well, I related that to the players, saying that obviously it's different, but it's similar in that your coaches have prepared you. You've been trained. You have the experience. You have fought other battles getting to this one. And it was their common goal, I think, that led them as they developed so much into a unit. And they knew each other's moves, their thoughts, and their ability to work together, as all teams do. I said to them, now, the Duke team, they're just as much anxious to win this game as you are. And, of course, I presume if they had someone in my role there, they were encouraging them to rely upon their faith and their ability and their hard work. Well, in any event, fortunately, Kentucky overcame and was victorious in that contest.
Well, they were, and yeah, I liked one of the things that I saw that you said in the book, and 40 Minutes to Glory, which was Coach Hall's term, talking about this 1978 NCAA Wildcat Championship team. That was the Reverend David Blondell that was kind of the unofficial team chaplain for Kentucky basketball that year under Coach Hall. And where Coach Hall went to church, he was a senior pastor at Crestwood Christian Church. But you talked about in your devotion there that you said only you can make the Kentucky Wildcats victorious over the Duke Blue Devils and take home that trophy. Whatever the margin of victory, it only takes one decisive shot to do the job, which obviously David did with the Stones there. But I did want to note, did you pray specifically over Jack Givens that night? I mean, he had 41 points. My goodness.
Jack and I have talked about that through the years. No, I didn't single him out or give him any kind of special words or thoughts or prayers. But it was just amazing the way he played. Well, and the others, of course, but his scoring 41 points, it was ridiculous from a standpoint of a player being able to do that, but he did. And so I've known Jack and his wife Linda for many years. In fact, before Jack and Linda met and married, Linda attended Crestwood. She was from a similar congregational background. She grew up in Paris. Her grandfather did the interim at Crestwood before I became the pastor in 1968. So Linda and I've known Linda longer than I've known Jack. But anyhow, we have a special friendship, and Jack is also a good friend of one of my sons who does artwork, and he has done a number of paintings for the teams, and so Jack has worked with my son David in doing that.
One final question for you in the couple minutes that we have left here. The show is called Hope Is Here, and I love athletics because, to me, it teaches us so much about real life, and obviously there's a spiritual component to all of our lives, too. But just talk a little bit about what your thoughts are as far as, the things that sports teach us besides just, how to make a basketball go through a basket.
Yeah, well, I think you touched on that in regard to how Coach Hall considered the importance of a well-developed spiritual, cultural, all-around focus on an individual. I don't know that we have enough time for a quick story that I think is important for parents of boys or children.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold that story, and what we'll do is we'll share that in our program tomorrow. How about that?
Okay, that'll be good.
Yeah, if you'll remember that story, then let's share that, and we can do that with tomorrow. One of the things that I love, though, about with the devotions and things that people do on the with the basketball and spiritual part of it, a lot of times in college, I can remember, even though I probably wasn't living a God-honoring life, I still remember some of the scriptures that the pastor said and things that have helped me through those times. And so we're going to talk about that and more with Reverend David Blondell tomorrow as we continue remembering the 1978 NCAA championship team in 40 Minutes to Glory, a book about that team by Doug Brunk. I'm Greg Horn. If you missed any of our programs, you can always go to our website, hopeishere.today, and listen to this conversation if you missed the first part of it or yesterday's. And we're going to conclude to have one more program with Reverend David Blondell tomorrow on Hope Is Here. Let's be honest. Medicare can be really confusing. Scott County resident Jason Biddle has over 17 years helping seniors and retirees with issues surrounding Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Don't give yourself a headache. Contact Jason Biddle today with any insurance questions you have related to Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Contact Jason today for help at 502-395-1603. That's 502-395-1603.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800 or online at cmiconsulting.com.